All right, right now it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationship, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Steve, you have anything you want to add to that?
You know, just go ahead and click.
Go ahead and click.
A lot.
It sounds like a song, Steve. Just go ahead and click.
Just go ahead and click.
Just go ahead and click.
Get a song out of
Get
that.
Your mind on it.
Real damn quick.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, Neff. Subject: can't judge a book by its cover. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating this 6'4 tall drink of water for a few months. He is honest, generous, humorous, and fun to be around. We decided it was time to take the next step in our relationship since we have been flirting and making suggestive comments to each other for weeks. So we did the deed, if you get my drift. And let me tell you, you cannot judge a book by its cover. With all of his tall and chocolatey goodness, he is not packing a thing. I mean, he couldn't even hurt a fly. I couldn't use any of my normal tricks because he couldn't stay in the game. Every time that I tried, I knew you would love this letter, Steve. Every time that I tried my swivel in the hip move, he slid out of bounds. My ex-boyfriend is from the motherland, and some stereotypes are very true, so it's hard for me to go from an anaconda to a garter snake. And another thing, he talked nonstop while we were getting busy. Whose is it? Do you like that? Did you want me when you first saw me? I mean, really, only men who are bringing it are allowed to talk.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are allowed to talk smack and ask questions. Stephen Shirley, I need you all's advice. What do I do with little fella?
Oh, damn.
How important is great sex in a relationship? I cannot fake it again, but I also don't want to leave him over something so little. No pun intended.
Damn, pun is intended.
Yeah, I think it was. It was pretty loud, pretty clear. Yeah. You know what? It depends on what your plans are with this man in the future. If you guys have future plans, you like him. You say he's honest, generous, humorous, and fun to be around. Is that where you want to keep it? I mean, do you want to keep it at the fun stage? You haven't mentioned catching serious feelings for him or love or anything like that. So what is it that you want? Just the sex? And to answer your question, yes, sex is very important in a relationship, but you're not in a relationship, or are you? I mean, I'm not really clear. You've known this guy for a few weeks. You all are having relations, though. I don't know about a relationship, but you are having relations. So if you decide to stay with this guy, you know what you're in for, you know, because you've already taken it for a test drive. So you have to decide if that's what you want. You'll have to weigh in if having a good man with a small package can satisfy you in a relationship. And you got to stop. And if you can, please stop comparing him to your ex with the anaconda, because that's not going to make this relationship last, you know, when you guys are getting busy. Steve?
Well. Yeah, here we go, fellas. Subject: can't judge a book by a cover. The letter, title of this letter should be,
yeah,
how do I get this over?
What?
You just need to take the C off of this cover and change the how do I get this over. Because this ain't going to last. Mm-hmm. Stephen Shirley, I've been dating this 6'4", tall drink of water.
Woo.
Woo, honest, he's generous, he's humorous, he got to be funny. Because the jokes is just about to begin.
Oh, God.
See, that's how you know you can leave. He's honest, generous, and humorous. Yes, he's humorous, and the jokes is just beginning. And he's fun to be around. Like a short clown jumping out of Volkswagen. We decided it was time to take the next step. Because we've been flirting and making suggestive comments for weeks now. So we did the deed, if you get my drift. And let me tell you, you cannot judge a book by its cover. With all of this tall and chocolatey goodness, He ain't packing a damn thing. Ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because here I go. Now, here where the letter get good. He couldn't even hurt a fly.
Whoa.
Oh. You are in here ill-equipped with a woman who wants to be hurt. Put something on me, make me holla. But he couldn't even hurt a fly. And then she tricky. Because in the next statement, she say, I couldn't use any of my normal tricks. Yeah. She got tricks. Tricks is for kids, silly rabbit, but not in the bedroom. Tricks is for grown folk. This ain't a box of cereal. This grown-ass woman who got tricks, who wants to be hurt. You can't hurt a fly, and she can't use no more her normal tricks. Because she got tricks. Grown women. Tricks ain't for kids. This ain't cereal. This bedroom activity. She got tricks. Yes. You in here ain't got nothing to handle the tricks. Because she said, because if she did her tricks, he couldn't stay in the game. Because, see, here was one of the tricks. Every time I tried my swivel in the hip move, you know, pop, pop, pop it, move it round, boom, 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 he fell out the game. And we know what that means.
Yes.
He off the field. He out of bounds. He over there by the Gatorade table. I done put the pop, pop, slip, slip move on him. Now his ass is over here. Where your helmet at?
All right, Steve.
Get your ass back on the field.
Well, of course.
I didn't call you out today. I'm the coach here.
Hang on, Steve. I know you're excited. We'll have part two of Steve's response to Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on, let's go with part two of today's Strawberry Letter. Can't judge a book by its cover is the subject.
Can't judge a book by its cover. She the metal big 6'4".
Tall drink.
Wakanda.
Who made you start off?
Wakanda. Black Panther is what she think. I be damned. Black Panther is here. 6'4", tall. Generous, honest, humorous, very funny. You about to find out how funny he is. Oh, y'all finally decide it's time to go on and do it. It starts popping off and you discover he's not hacking a damn thing. He couldn't hurt a fly. Once again, we're talking about a woman who wants to be hurt.
Okay.
But you can't make no, can't get, ain't no, what? And none of that. What, too much, too much, too much? None of that. Wait, 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 hold up, hold up. None of that. What? But slow down. None of that.
None of that.
It's been a minute.
Boy, I can't breathe. Give me a minute. I can't breathe. No, that ain't none of that. So now she's so disappointed. She couldn't even use none of her tricks. She got tricks. Every time she tried my swivel in the hip move, you know where you go, pop to the right, yeah, and then pop to the left.
Yeah.
He slid out of bounds. He out the game.
Yeah.
Lil' Tater couldn't stay up.
What is his name?
Lil' Tater.
Like Tater Tot?
As in Tater Tot.
Lil' Junior Mix. Lil'
Junior
Mix.
Wow.
So now she's so hurt and disappointed. She don't know what's going on. It done got to the point now where she done wrote this letter in to us. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because she wants this relationship, but he can't try this. Now, her problem is she's using comparisons.
Yeah. Because
her ex-boyfriend was from the motherland, Africa. And some stereotypes are very true. Now, it's hard for me to go from an anaconda to a garden snake. And another thing, here the part where it got good. See, this is where the humor come in at. You said it was humorous. So here we go.
What is he talking about?
He talked nonstop while we was busy. Nonstop. And he was at, whose is it? Do you like that? Did you want me the first time you saw me? I mean, really?
Yeah, much.
Why is you talking? Only men who are bringing it are allowed to talk smack and ask questions.
That's right.
Well, what you should have did was answer.
Not
the answer.
No. Bring it home, boy.
What conversation?
So let's go. Oh, baby, whose is it? Well, who's here? Anybody here? When you get in the house, let me know. Whose is it? I wanted it to be yours. Whose is it? I'm not really sure. I didn't hear the knock at the door. Whose is it? When you get in there, I'll let you know. You got to start answering these questions. Do you like that? Like what?
Okay. What are you doing?
Do you like it? Are you doing something? Do you like it? I'll let you know as soon as I feel something. Do you like it? I sure want to.
Oh, man.
You must start answering questions. Did you want me the first time you saw you? Yes, but not since.
She changed her mind.
Yes, that I hurt. Wanted you when I first saw you. That now we're here. Hell, I still that want hurt. You.
Now that I've seen you, I don't want you.
See. Yeah. And then she says, only people who are bringing it should be allowed to talk, smack, and ask questions. Steve and Cheryl, I need y'all's advice. What do I do with little fella? How important is great sex in a relationship? I can't fake it again, but I also don't want to leave him over something so little. No pun intended.
Oh, she intended.
Well, you ain't got to leave him over something so little. There's a solution to this. There's a solution to this. Because he's 6'4". But little fella ain't packing. What should I do? I don't want to break up over something so small. Well, ma'am, here's the deal. I don't think you're in love with this guy. I don't know how this is going to work because sex is important to a relationship. So right now, I don't know what to tell you. Tommy?
I know. What's all that breathing? Huh?
You have any suggestions for this woman? I mean, you know.
I cannot believe that you'll go to refer to Tommy, to your nephew.
If you want me to come out of retirement, I mean, I can help. You know?
What I was saying,
because he's married now.
Oh, wait, you married.
He's coming out of retirement if you need him, though, Unc.
I have a suggestion, Steve.
Oh, what do you have, Jim?
You're going to have to sit this man down and have a little talk with him.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we get the message. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter to Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.